last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to The Last Savior. Someone asked Imam Hussein alayhi salam, what is the best way to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Imam Hussein alayhi salam replied, the best way to attain that proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to know the Imam of your time. And in this program, we make it sure that we have the best information regarding the Imam of our time. Yes, you're listening to The Last Savior. We have been discussing about the signs of reappearance. And we have Dr. Karimi with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
To listeners, Dr. Karimi is an Islamic scholar and has extensive research in the field of Mahdawiyat. So we have been discussing about this heavenly call, which is one of the signs of reappearance. And Dr. Karimi, you have been helping us in the previous episodes about this heavenly call. And you discussed where it's mentioned in Quran. And you said there are some four verses. We already discussed some three verses. And you also interpreted the verses in the light of narrations. So can we have more on the topic?
Yes, as I mentioned, there are at least four verses in the Noble Book of Quran, which are based on the narrations related to this heavenly call. And of course, I need to repeat that the first understanding, the first layer of meaning of these verses are not about the heavenly call. The occasion of the revelation is not about the heavenly call. But then we have the concept of ta'wil or tatbiq, the other layers of meaning for the verses. And the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt refer to the fact that one of the examples of these verses is the heavenly call. So the fourth and the last verse that I would like to recite is from chapter 16, chapter An-Nahl, verse 1, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أتى أمر الله فلا تستعجلوه. Allah's edict is coming, so do not seek to hasten it. Immaculate is He and exalted above having any partners that they ascribe to Him. So this is a verse revealed in Mecca, and we know that at that time the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family and the companions were under the pressure of the polities of the city of Mecca. To make fun of the Prophet, they say that "Itina ba'adabillah," I mean, bring us the punishment from God. And this verse was revealed as an answer to them that Allah's edict is coming. Ata amrullah fala tasta'jilu, do not hasten, it will come for sure. So this is related to such situation, but again, some narrations mention the heavenly call as one of the examples of this verse. There is an interesting narration from one of the famous companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Abu Ali ibn Taghlib, who quotes the Imam as saying, the first one who will pay allegiance to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the archangel Jibreel.
Okay.
He will pay allegiance to the Imam. Then he will call with a sound, with a voice that all the people will hear, and he will recite the verse, the edict of God is coming, so do not seek to hasten it.
Yeah.
This narration is mentioned by Sheikh al-Saduq in Kamaluddin, volume 2, page 589. And the last narration in this regard is also from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. According to this narration, Al-Amr in this verse is referring to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Al-Ghiba by Nuhmani, page 204, hadith number 9. So these are four verses, and according to the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt, they are related to this heavenly call as one of the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
We have a Quranic reference which is referring to this heavenly call, and you beautifully explained the verses in the light of narrations and how the narrations interpret these verses talking about the heavenly call. Dr. Karimi, we will have more discussion with you, but here's the time to have a sip of coffee. Let's take a short break and we'll be back in a while.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We have had the pleasure to be with Dr. Karimi. Dr. Karimi, you have been talking about the heavenly call. You added to our knowledge a lot about this sign. Since this sign has a significance, as you said from the very beginning, that it will be heard by all. It has more than 100 narrations, be that in Shia sources, Sunni sources, and a lot more. We talked about this sign of heavenly call. We have had in history, there have been many miracles in the history, and this is also a miraculous thing that's going to happen. But have we had such kind of heavenly call kind of thing in history?
This is a very interesting topic, and thank you for raising this question. Interestingly, when we refer to the books of Jewish scholars and Christian scholars and even the Bible, it seems that there are some references to this heavenly call in future, which might be the same call that as Muslims, as Shia, we are talking about. Quickly, I just quote some of the Jewish and Christian scholars. For example, they believe that the Archangel Michael, he will announce, he will call that Messiah is coming. We know that they are waiting for Messiah. So according to this passage, this will be done by the Archangel Michael, and he will announce the coming of Messiah. Also, it is mentioned in one of the books of Talmud talking about the coming of Messiah, the son of David. Yeah. David. It talks about different years, and he says that in these years, for example, in these 7 years, you will see the following. Mm-hmm. And it continues to say that on the sixth year, you will hear some voices, some calls from the heaven. On the seventh year, there would be some wars, and after that, the son of David will reappear, will come. And also, we have some phrases in the Gospel Matthew referring to the fact that the archangels will mention, of course, this part is talking about Jesus, and the fact that the archangels will call out his name.
Yeah.
And the same has been mentioned in other parts of the New Testament. For example, in one part we read that an archangel would be in heaven, and he will give glad tidings to all the people and will tell the people that fear God, and it continues. So these are some references in Jewish and Christian books which seem that at least they are referring to the same event, the heavenly call. Yeah. In future, talking about, for example, coming of Messiah or son of David, and so on and so forth, which in our understanding, they are referring to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But now the question is that, has it happened in the past, for example, from the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, onward, for the people to hear such a voice, or at least for it to happen, and some people to have heard it? According to the books of history and narrations, this event has happened in some cases at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, and after him. Of course, there are few cases because we are talking about a miracle.
I have given us some of the examples that there has been such a thing in the history, and we would want to know more from you. But let's take a short break.
Sure.
Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We have had the pleasure to be with Dr. Karimi, and Dr. Karimi is helping us understand about the last sign of reappearance, which is a heavenly call. And Dr. Karimi, you have been telling us that. Has this heavenly call happened in the history or not?
As I mentioned, when it comes to the time of the prophet, peace be upon him and his family, according to many historical books and also books of narrations, one of the few cases in which people, I'm not talking about all the people, a group of the people, they heard a heavenly call was at the Battle of Uhud. We know that at that battle, unfortunately, some Muslims, they did not obey the command of the Prophet. Many Muslims were martyred, and Imam Ali alayhi salam showed a lot of courage to save the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And then we have the famous heavenly call in this war from the Archangel Jibreel, who said, لا سيف إلا ذو الفقار ولا فتى إلا علي. There is no sword like ذو الفقار, the sword of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And there is no fata like Imam Ali alayhi salam. And fata in Arabic language is referring to a young man with great characters and features.
Okay.
So this is one of the cases in which we have a heavenly call. And according to the narrations, those people who were present in the Battle of Uhud, they heard this call. That is why we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam, in some cases, he refers to this incident to show his greatness, to show his virtues and merits. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in one occasion, addressing the companions of the Prophet, this is happening after the demise of the Prophet. We know that against the command of the Prophet, people, they chose Abu Bakr as the first caliph. And in one occasion, Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning his virtues and merits. One of them is that he says, هل فيكم أحد نادى له مناد من السماء لا سيف إلا ذو الفقار ولا فتى إلا علي غيري. Is there anyone among you for whom a caller from heaven said that لا سيف إلا ذو الفقار ولا فتى إلا علي,
okay,
except for me? قالوا اللهم لا. All of them said that, we swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no, it only happened for you. This is in Al-Khisal, volume 2, page 607. So it means that these companions also heard this heavenly call on that very day.
Yeah.
And in one occasion, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he's talking to Abu Bakr to prove his... Because some people, unfortunately, they think that Imam alayhi salam never referred to his virtues and to the arguments for his succession after the Prophet. This is not the case. Talking and discussing with the first caliph, Imam alayhi salam proved his immediate succession. And in one occasion, he referred to this virtue, that is the fact that in the Battle of Uhud, the archangel said that لا فتى إلا علي ولا سيف إلا ذو الفقار. Al-Khisal, volume 2, page 600. And also Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that, talking about Dhul Faqar, he says it was a sword brought by Jibreel from the heaven. And وَهُوَ الَّذِي نَادَ بِهِ مُنَادًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. This is the very sword regarding which a caller from the heaven said, لَا سَيْفَ إِلَّا ذُو الْفَقَارِ وَلَا فَتَى إِلَّا عَلِيٍّ. This is in Alal al-Shara'i, volume 1, page 160. There are some other narrations. For example, Abu Rafa says that, we heard a lot from the companions of the Prophet that on the day of Uhud, a caller said, لا سيف إلا ذو الفقار ولا فتى إلا علي, and many other narrations. This is mentioned both in Shia and Sunni sources.
Yeah.
For example, when it comes to Sunni sources, I may refer to the commentary of Nahj al-Balagha by the famous Sunni scholar Ibn Abi al-Hadid, volume 14, page 251. So this is one of the cases in which people heard a call from the heaven. And there are some other examples for it, which I think we need to share in the following session.
May Allah actually make us among those who do not wake up with this heavenly call, but who wake up much more before that. And maybe proceed towards our Imam very earlier before having any miraculous call from the heaven. And whenever we hear this call, may Allah... Allah's mercy be on us. May we not be among those who get humiliated hearing this call. Inshallah. Thank you so much for hearing, and thank you so much for listening to us. In case you want to listen to our program again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. You can go to the tab COI Call of Islam. There's an archive of our programs there. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.